This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Before women got the vote in 1920, heck, before white Texas women got to vote in primaries in 1918, Texas men had already elected a woman as mayor. Her name was Ophelia Harwood, but lots of locals knew her as Birdie. Her story is so fascinating, we invited Suzanne Freeman to tell us about her. She knows all about this woman, the first woman elected as mayor in Texas. She's editor-in-chief of the Picayune magazine, which is based in Marble Falls, Texas, as I understand it. Suzanne Freeman, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Marble Falls, Texas is the place where Birdie Harwood was elected mayor, right?
Right, and where my mother was born and raised. And she actually knew Birdie. Her first memory of being whooped, as they say, in Texas, her first memory of a good spanking was out in Birdie Harwood's front yard.
Yeah. What did your mom do?
She was toddling around the edge of a pond in Birdie's front yard and balancing on the rocks, and she had been told a million times not to do that.
Mm-mm.
And of course she did it. They said, "You're going to fall in," and she fell in. And she got a spanking.
Got in trouble for it. Well, that must have been quite a vivid memory indeed. But tell us a little bit more about Birdie. Why was she elected? And I understand she considered herself to be in a peculiar position, for example.
Well, she put together an ad for the Marble Falls Messenger as her plea for why they should vote for her. And she, her basic thing was that a woman is especially qualified to run and to serve in a local community because of her experience running household, and that rich men didn't want the job, poor men couldn't afford the job, but that women were especially fit for the job.
How interesting. What was she well known in Marble Falls?
Yeah, her husband was a doctor. She was very active, her and her husband both, in the community. So she was well known. And she ran on a platform of open government. And she published the city's budgets in the local newspaper, the Marble Falls Messenger, twice a year, just as she promised. And she promised to be conservative with their money. And she was the one who put in the first streetlights in downtown, or lit the downtown area. I'm not exactly sure how, but she also helped put in streets.
Yeah, get them done.
And then set up the first laws for how to act on those streets if you had a car, honking your horn when you turned a corner, and the kind of things that we don't have to do now, but then they had no other stop signs or anything else. So she set up some rules and regulations.
And we're talking about, just to make sure that we're all on the same page in terms of the time period, this is around the time of World War I or so?
Yep. In fact, it was 1917. All three of her sons fought in the war. And when the war started, she set up an American Red Cross station there in Marble Falls and had, you know, they were making bandages and doing all the stuff that they do.
You know, this stands in stark contrast to some mayors who are sort of caretakers for the city. It sounds like she sort of took a rather progressive stand, certainly in Texas at the time.
She did. She was very progressive, but very conservative when it came to money. She was a Democrat. She professed herself to be a Democrat, but she was that Democrat, you know, that we had back in the day that was a moderate, a centrist.
Is there truth to some, there's a story about LBJ and how he needed a microscope?
Well, what happened was, and this comes to light in a letter that the late Senator Walter Richter, corresponding with Lady Bird Johnson, and they were trying to establish proof that the two knew each other, because Birdie was originally from Johnson City. She was very interested in education, and he was had a job to raise money to go to school delivering milk in the city. Mm-hmm. And he delivered milk to her house one day, and she knew he was interested in science, so she gave him a microscope. This came out, too, in a letter that her granddaughter wrote, and she said she remembers being in the living room when it happened. She was a child, and she was standing there in her shorts, embarrassed. And now thinking back, well, that was a that guy became president. She got even more embarrassed in retrospect.
That's so interesting. And she, you know, after she was mayor, she didn't just disappear. She went on to be Texas's first woman municipal court judge.
Yep, she did, and she did quite a lot of things in the community. Still, the Red Cross she ran. And one of the things that I find kind of interesting, all this information comes out of the Falls on the Colorado Museum, which is in the old Granite School building in Marble Falls. And there's a story her granddaughter tells about piling all the grandkids in the car every morning to take them to school, and they go to that building. And she was said there were 5 minutes late every single time. But you can still, when you drive up and park and go into the Falls on the Colorado Museum, that's right where she was dropping off those grandkids and sending them to school. It's also where my mother went to school.
Suzanne Freeman is keeping history alive with a fascinating story she's written about a remarkable Texas woman. Her name was Birdie, or Ophelia, Harwood. And we're going to have a link to your story over at texasstandard.org. And it's definitely worth checking out. Very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for stopping by the studio.
Well, thank you.